Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we get to our topic this week, I need to, yet again, ask for your assistance. I've joined the Wizard Media Network to help promote the show, and they would like to know more about you. So it would really help me out if you could complete a quick listener survey. It's about 16 multiple choice questions, and the link is on my site at alexhaddix.com/podcast. There's a big red button near the top of the page, and it shouldn't really take more than 2 minutes to complete and would really help me out. I greatly appreciate it. Okay, on to the main topic. This week, our quick tip is about convenience stores. We should all know that convenience stores are hotspots for burglaries and robberies. You know, they're primarily cash-based businesses with lots of traffic, and they're usually near large boulevards or highways, which make for quick escapes. They're also usually open late, and many sell alcohol. And here in the United States, many of these mini-marts are also associated with gasoline sales. With a rise in gasoline prices, the police here in Southern California have noted an increase in the robberies of gas stations and their attached convenience stores. A good portion of these gasoline sales are cash-based, and now that gas is getting really expensive, the stations are taking in a lot more cash, making them higher-value targets. So when you're filling up your car or truck, be aware of the potential hazard. A good thing to do when you enter any store is to look at the clerk behind the counter. Now, first off, is there a clerk behind the counter? If there isn't, that's a warning sign that something could be wrong. And if there is a clerk, is he or she nervous or agitated? A lack of a clerk at the counter, or if their clerk looks nervous or agitated, are good signs that something is happening in the store or is about to happen, and you want nothing to do with it. So walk away. That soda or pack of gum is not worth putting your life at risk. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on our show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.